RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from November 1935. Stoffel of Invisible Men, the 26th adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan, read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces, the greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict. G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up SPAD warplane and backed by his wingmen Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now, G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, Stoffel of Invisible Men.
Chapter 1. The Vanished Circus. When the telephone jangled in the apartment in the end hangar at Le Bourget, G8 and his battle aces were seated about the breakfast table. Battle was serving while Bull Martin, as usual, was gorging himself to the fullest. Battle turned as the bell jangled insistently in the living room, but G8 leaped from his chair. "I'll get it, Battle." The master spy strode into the room and seized the phone. "G8 speaking," he spoke into the mouthpiece. He came up alert as he heard the voice of the High Commander, the only chief that he knew. There was something in the General's voice indicating that he was not as calm as usual. "I called to tell you about a strange message that just came in from the Providence," the General said. "The Providence?" G8's brow puckered in a puzzled frown. "The Providence," the General explained, "is one of the transports bringing over soldiers. She's been out nearly 3 weeks from the States and is due to dock at Brest this morning. Listen, here's the message. Have all Allied spies in Germany watch for menace of midgets connection aviation. Captain Stalin." "Well," he finished dryly, "makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?"
"Haven't you asked for an explanation, General?" G8 demanded.
"Yes," came the reply. "I sent a wireless to the Providence at once, and I got an answer that didn't make much more sense than the first one. Here it is. We'll fly to Le Bourget on arrival Brest. Send out alarm at once. We'll explain at Le Bourget. Captain Stalin."
"What have you done?" G8 asked.
"Nothing," the General answered. "I just got that last message decoded a few minutes ago. Thought this might be something for you to look into."
"It sounds," G8 ventured, "as though it should be interesting."
"You'll go across the lines at once and see what you can learn," the General ventured.
"I hardly think so," G8 answered. "Stalin is coming to Le Bourget, according to his last message."
"Yes?"
"In that case, I think I'd better wait here for him. Stalin may be working only on suspicion, but he isn't the kind of guy to go off half-cocked."
"You know him?"
"Fairly well," G8 answered. "I've met him a couple of times. He's an ace and that sort of thing. Clever fellow, as far as I know. Was badly wounded when he was shot down over the front. As I recall, he was sent back to the States several months ago, partly to recuperate and partly to aid in speaking for the Liberty loan drives. Also serving as an inspiration for the young Yank fledglings in training there."
"If I didn't have so much to do this morning," the General said, "I'd run out to Le Bourget and be there when he came. I must confess I'm more than curious about the secrecy surrounding this affair. I can't figure out what on earth midgets could have to do with air work."
"Nor I," G8 admitted. "I'll be waiting here then, General, for Stalin." G8 hung up the phone. Then he called intelligence headquarters in Paris and gave certain orders. "Have all agents in Germany keep a sharp lookout for a band of midgets, particularly in connection with flying."
"What?" exploded the agent at the other end of the line. "Midgets? This is G8, isn't it?"
"Right," G8 said as he smiled to himself. As he did so, he anticipated what was coming from the agent.
"Oh, I see. Something new you're going to run us ragged on." "I had a hunch it was you, G8, the minute the thing sounded crazy."
"You don't have to take my word for this," G8 laughed. "I don't know any more than..."